Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
We are halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Love you guys so much. Thanks so much for being here on another beautiful day here in America's finest city. Great start to the year. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And Ben just blew my mind, actually, with something that I'm struggling with. I think, Paul, we were all kind of talking about how we don't feel super rested, right? We've talked before on this program about sleeping and things like that. And, you know, it's one of those things I tell my wife. I go, man, this is probably what's going to be the death of me. Because everything you read, every medical study is, you need 7 hours of sleep, like at a minimum a night. I don't get it. I don't get anywhere close to it. I get about 4 to 5. And the sleep that I do get is not restful. And I take Ambien. I've tried it all. I've tried tart cherry juice. I've tried magnesium. I still take magnesium at night. I just can't get a good night's sleep. When we were on break, I was getting 4 to 5 hours. Again, I was up every day at 2, 3, 4. I don't know what it is, but I don't want it to be the death of me. I got to figure it out. So I track my sleep with my Garmin watch, and I track everything in my life, but I track my sleep. And I go, here, let me show you guys. This is last night's graph. And I opened it up and showed it to Ben. And what did you say?
Well, I said, I mean, if the first thing you see in the morning is an app telling you you got a bad night's sleep,
that's it.
How are you going to feel?
I
mean, you're going to instantly go, I feel crummy. If it hadn't told you, or better yet, if it had lied to you and said, oh yeah, 92 sleep score, you got a great 5.5 hours, would you go, okay, I'm feeling good. All right, nice job, Woodsy. You slept really well.
I think the answer is yes.
It's a placebo effect.
Yeah.
But I know if something told me I was having a crappy night's sleep, I would not feel good about myself in the morning.
And that's it. It's the first thing I do. When I pick up my phone in the morning, turn off my alarm, I hit connect on my Garmin on the app. How did we do last night? Instead of me going, how do I feel? I go, what did my thing say? Oh, it's 57. That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, I got to drag myself. You're right. You're absolutely right. So I think I'm going to not track my sleep anymore. I'm just not going to. I'm going to wake up and go, how did I sleep? I feel pretty good. Or, oh, I feel like crap. Did not get a good night's sleep. You know it. You know it. You don't need an app to tell you you got a bad night's sleep. I think for me, I wanted to check my breathing. And
you're more curious about how good are your good night's sleeps, I think. Like,
yeah.
That's for the data and everything.
Yeah, like, for the data.
You're like, oh, man, I got some really good REM sleep last night or whatever. You know if you were tossing and turning and couldn't fall asleep or whatever.
Yeah, it's that morning. That's what I'm starting my day off with is, oh, you could. It says sleep coach. You could use a lot more sleep today. That's what I read. The first thing I wake up, I'm like, oh, God, I'm so tired. I do got to figure out something because it's just not
counterpoint.
Working.
You may not be getting a ton of great sleep, but you show up every morning. You are entertaining, engaging. You were a good coworker and colleague. You were a good dad. Somehow, I think you probably are doing better than you think you were doing.
Maybe. Thank you. I appreciate the compliments, but I don't want that to be like the thing where it's like, oh man, the guy could have lived 10 more years if he just slept better, you know? And it's fine. You know, I work out every single day. It's supposed to make you tired. You know, you're supposed to sleep more peacefully. I do. There's one thing I'm resisting, and I haven't done it yet. I need to put the phone down an hour before bedtime. I just have to, and I don't. And I fall asleep with a show in my head. I reading, doom scrolling right until it's time to go to bed. That I hear, it can make all the difference. You put it down an hour before bedtime. Read a book. I'm currently reading, by the way, highly recommended, San Diego Connection, this book. I carry it with me. It's Cameron Crowe's new book. It's called The Uncool. It's all San Diego. I mean, it's incredible. And it's such a good book, Ben. I'm reading it like two pages at a time because I don't want it to stop. It's such an easy read.
Love that.
That I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna read this in 2 hours, which I easily could. I'm reading it like literally a page at a time. I'm like, oh, it's so good, I'll put it down.
Savoring it.
So I think at bedtime, I need to put the phone down, resist the blue light, as they said, and then read a book, and I think I'll sleep better.
Do you dream?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good sign, because I'll tell you, I never tracked my sleep, but before SD fat loss, when I was heavy, and I was dealing with sleep apnea, I woke up so much in the night, I never had any dreams. I never got to that stage where I was in REM sleep, and I felt terrible, and I knew I did. I didn't need an app telling me. I felt terrible. Ever since I lost the weight, I have dreams every single night. I know I'm sleeping much better. Do I sleep enough hours? Well, of course not. We get up in the morning at, you know, 4 in the morning every single day to do this show. So clearly there are more hours that could be slept, but I feel good that the sleep I'm getting is quality, and I feel much better than I did a few years ago. So if you're dreaming, I think you're probably getting some quality sleep no matter what your watch or app tells you.
This is interesting. I just got a text from somebody that's listening. I don't know if they wanted me to say who they are, but they know. It says, tell Woods to get kiwi at Costco and eat a couple of those before bedtime. They will help you sleep.
I have been.
Really?
Eating kiwi.
Really?
I just bought some last week. I've been eating. Polly, there's nothing out
there's
nothing
there. Woods won't try.
There's nothing out there I haven't tried except for heroin. It's like, literally, that's, I'm not going to drink, you know, have a couple of drinks before bed.
I've never heard of kiwi before
kiwi.
Bed.
Yeah, I read about it. I tried it. It's delicious, by the
is
way.
Is it not helping, though?
No, nothing's helping. It is fantastic.
It sounds like something someone completely would make up. Go, oh, yeah, what helps you get? It's kiwi.
A big kiwi.
Kiwi is the key to a good night's sleep. Absolutely. I mean, maybe there's some chemical or property in it, but you know, not everything works for everybody. You know, you got to find a routine and a regimen that works for you.
Yeah.
I know you're willing to try everything.
Yes.
Have you ever tried nothing?
Yeah, that's like the most panic-inducing.
Really?
I will sleep for 4 minutes. 4 minutes. If I like don't take something or think about it, there's no way. There's no way. And I think, by the way, the chemistry of the Ambien has changed, or my body's gotten used to it, because you're out. And now I'm like, oh, cool, 3 hours of sleep. Awesome. You know, 3-4 hours of sleep. I got to get something figured out. I get a little rest in the afternoon, which is nice, but you got to give your body time to recover and things like that, and I just don't get enough of it. I don't. Now I feel bad. He complimented me so much, Paulie. I feel bad for what I'm going to say next.
Oh, yeah, you said you're nervous.
So, 24 hours from now, you guys will be gone. On the road heading to Fantasy Camp in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to stick around to finish out the show for our Tier 1s because I care about our audience.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding. You guys have to get there to set up so we can have a show on Friday.
Correct.
Get our equipment there into the facility and everything.
Yeah, they close at a certain time.
Yeah, exactly.
If we don't get there,
so you guys
got to
get there.
Fire drill.
I appreciate you getting that set up so I can just roll in on Friday morning and do the show. But I'll get there later in the day and we'll hook up like for dinner, and Major Garrett's going to be there and we're looking exciting. But at this point tomorrow, you guys will be gone.
Yeah, we'll be on the freeway.
Yeah, we'll be on the road out of here. And you'll be in here.
Just you and Adam.
With Adam.
Correct.
Adam's going to be jumping on the board.
No, we'll tag team out at 8 o'clock.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to talk about for 2 hours without me and Paul and Adam?
Yeah, without us.
Without
and with
us
Adam.
Plus Adam.
So I'll be sitting here with my boss for two hours.
Like, have you
talking about anything that makes my boss happy?
Georgia football.
Georgia
Atlanta
football.
Atlanta Falcons.
The
football.
Hawks.
I don't think that's going to make him happy right now. Georgia lost.
What are the Braves doing this
offseason? Who should Atlanta hire as their new head coach? Would be a great topic for Adam to discuss.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to call the Peoria Complex. We're just going to have to be there late.
Just come. We'll
you guys
just come
need
late.
To stay open.
Stay late for us because. Yeah. So I'm.
Have you and Adam had one conversation?
Have you, that's the thing that I'm.
One
I want
text
to know.
Message exchange.
Has anything been discussed of like, hey, what do you want to do tomorrow?
No.
You're literally just going to wing it with Adam.
I didn't say that. There could be some thought put in later today.
Is it because of the segment right now that there'll be thought put in later today? How much of it's true?
I mean, Woods not brought
had
this
I
up.
Had I not brought it
would
up.
You guys
we'll
have
probably
even...
have a Klug report at 9 o'clock.
Okay. I love a Klug report.
I mean, we can do a Klug report at 9 o'clock.
Ben's like, oh, we'll play Real or Fake at 8:20.
Yeah, Real or Fake at 8:20.
Okay.
I mean, we've got, there we go. Two of the segments already covered right there.
I'm nervous.
Should I have him? We could have him. He's got a extensive Rolodex.
Yes, yes.
He's got an extensive Rolodex that you have no interest in ever looking up.
Correct.
Ooh, hang on. Adam books mystery guests.
I like that idea.
I love it.
Let's just see.
I get an interview.
See what he can do.
We see what Adam can do. He used to be the producer for, Dan Patrick, national show.
Well, it's funny.
What would he do?
Was
given
he Dan Patrick?
I thought Darren was a Dan.
Oh, that's
Darren
right. Was Darren. No, Darren
was Dan
Doug
Gottlieb.
He was with Doug Gottlieb. But he used to produce like national
kind of
radio.
Kind of a step down from Dan Patrick, if I'm being honest with you. but still, produced national radio, worked at ESPN. Okay. Yes, I do love the mystery.
Like, I
idea.
Want his homework assignment to be like, hey, you know our show, you know our audience, you know what the content is.
Book
like,
it.
Can you book a relevant or entertaining guest for Thursday morning?
I hope it's not Doug Gottlieb.
talk about little Wisconsin Green Bay basketball.
Oh my God, bro! We are trying to keep listeners here. We are trying to. It's not that I don't have faith in you. I do. It's not that I don't have faith in him. I do. Two of you together is what makes me a little bit nervous.
I'm not going to say I'm not a little bit nervous. I am. I am a little bit nervous about the experience tomorrow.
I've done a show with Adam before.
Have you?
Yes, just me and him. I wanted to die. I wanted to die.
I remember.
I'm not being...
You know he can hear you right now.
Yeah, I'm not... You know I'm a creature of comfort. If I don't look over and see Paulie there and you there, I automatically am spun out. When I looked over, I just saw the top of his little head. He's tiny.
You know, it's a like contract year for us.
Yeah.
Saying that spending 4 hours with your boss
made
you
want to
die is not necessarily the best tactic to go with.
I tell it like it is, and I'm going to. It was the worst radio that's ever been done, me and him, when it was just the two of us.
Well,
there.
I've got a bar then.
Yes. Honestly, it can't be worse than that. You're such a pro, and he's such a pro, but I did hear the afternoon show's promo.
I did too.
They're making him eat ghost peppers.
Adam's skill, apparently, is handling spicy foods. Remember, he did the Thai 10 with no problem whatsoever. So they're upping the ante and seeing if he can handle the ghost peppers.
So they're bringing in ghost peppers to the studio, and he's going to eat them live on the radio, which I'm all about. I heard those things can, like, hurt you.
Will he be able to even do the show tomorrow
That's the
morning
other
if
thing.
He's eating ghost peppers this afternoon?
I love that he's now stunt boy on 97.3. He's like, and how many bosses would do that? Most bosses are like, I'm the boss. You don't ask me.
I hire the stunt boy. But Adam's not going to do that. So
I don't have any money to spend on a stunt boy. I'll just do it. So he's going to be eating those. What did he say?
He said, I can only infer the... I hate booking guests.
Sucks to suck. I don't know what to tell you. Would you rather eat? He'd rather eat ghost peppers than book a guest. I can relate, buddy. I don't like guests either, for the most part. Book one guest, Adam, for Ben tomorrow. A mystery guest. Let's be honest. Kill a little clock, and hopefully, it's good and entertaining.
8:35.
You'll make it good. You'll make it good. I have no doubt. The question begs the question, though, Paulie. Will you and I listen when we get in the car?
No.
I don't think I can.
You think not?
I don't think I can.
I always have that debate, because I've left the show early a couple of times and I've gone on trips, and I turn it on, and then I turn it off.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
It's like, oh, I just don't know if I can handle this without me being there.
It's
uncomfortable.
I have only like listened to our own show like a couple of times live.
It's not
I haven't
like
been
a,
here.
And it's not like a...
It's weird.
It's not like a... I don't do it out of meanness. I do it like, this feels weird. I'm listening to my friends.
It feels weird. You're right. It feels a weird feeling.
Yeah. It's going to be weird. I don't think we do it. I don't think we listen. No. I don't think I can do it.
And it almost probably will make me feel more comfortable knowing you're
that
not,
I'm not listening.
But then again, we want the tier ones to keep listening. So
you get that A-list maybe guest tomorrow, though. Maybe we'll have to
fight through that uncomfortable feeling and listen a little bit. And by the way, you could call in as well.
I could. Yeah, we could do that. We could
comment on what
that.
You're hearing.
Paulie and I, we really wanted to do the caravan with you out there. But thanks for sticking here. So that we could leave early, and then we'll have it all dialed in for you, Lord Elton, when you get there. You'll just walk in, crank the mic, and do the show.
Yeah. So why don't you guys at least do some air checking, and then at 9:30, call in and evaluate how we've done over the
call
first
in
90
from
minutes.
El Centro, yeah, or wherever
we can
we're
do
at.
That.
Yeah, for
we
where we
that.
Are on the roadways. Hopefully, it's not that dead cell zone as you're going down the mountain.
Oh, but, yeah. I feel much better now. I was a little nervous about it, but I know you guys will be in constant contact today to make sure that it's the product that our audience deserves.
Yeah, he'll call. And I'll go, yep, sure, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, this is gonna be amazing. Amazing radio coming up tomorrow at 8 a.m. here on Ben and Woods. Do not forget to miss it.
Don't forget to not tune in.
Don't forget our biggest fan announcements coming up at 9 o'clock. So you'll have that to do tomorrow at 9 a.m. as well. If you hear your name at 9 o'clock, you'll have a chance, 10 minutes, to call us back and qualify for our grand prize drawing. A night in our Odyssey suite at Petco Park for a Padres game this coming season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. You, 20 tickets, and the fan staff stopping by as well to register your name to win. Just go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan, and you can get your name into our contest. All right, when we come back, speaking of contests, Take on Woods, music, movies, or TV. I've replaced our TV category with a new option. If you want to call in to try to qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas, do so now. Again, 833-288-0973. We'll play our game coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Well, I was just talking about how SD fat loss may have saved my life by tackling my sleep apnea, because I get so much better sleep after I lost my 40 pounds in 60 days. If there was one thing that was the most life-changing, yeah, it's fun to look better in the mirror, your clothes fit better, all that good stuff, you feel better, more energy, but my sleep, that was the biggest thing for me, because I now sleep so much better thanks to the weight I lost and the fact that I've been able to keep the weight off. First time I've done any weight loss program that it's lasted more than a year. But now 2.5 years, almost 3 years going strong. You can do it as well. Sign up today, and you can still take advantage. A special extension of the New Year's sale. Get over 20% off right now of the program at sdfatloss.com. They would love to have you. The new year, the new you, your chance to do what I did and just kind of reset your life completely. Lose up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in 60 days with no injections, no exercise necessary, and you're just eating real foods. You can do it. I did it. You're the next success story by going to sdfatloss.com. Schedule your free consultation today at sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I value accuracy, so I wanted to make a retraction of a statement that I made yesterday. Remember when I told you that I believed SDFC was going to begin their training camp later this week?
Yes.
I was wrong. They already started. Yesterday.
All right.
Was the first practice of the new year for SDFC. They reported
obviously
over the weekend. I got an email going, oh, yeah. Yeah, they're good to go, and Mikey is going to talk to the media on Friday, and they got the preseason schedule. It's soccer season, San Diego. We're back.
It was 3 weeks
ago. The long off season is finally over.
Oh, God, what a grind it was to get through that off season. Oh, just count the minutes.
Open a couple of presents and a new soccer season
starts.
God,
it feels like the last time I was watching this, it was like 6 whole weeks ago.
When's the first game?
So the first actual, there's a couple of preseason games later this month, and then the first actual game against Pumas in the leagues, what is it, the Leagues Cup that they got into, or the CONCACAF Champions League, is early February, like February 3rd,
okay.
I think. So, less than a month away from the first game, but they're already back at their Sharp Performance Healthcare Training Center practicing and getting ready to go for a new soccer season.
That is truly, truly incredible. I would say they're doing it the right way. You know, that's the way the league works, but like,
you want to see the World Series in late November and spring training start in early January.
100%. 100. These guys get way too much time off. 162 games of grindy ass season. They're like, all right, we'll see you guys in 3 weeks. Like, get your phone rolling in. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it is, I don't know. I mean, obviously, the baseball offseason is such a slow burn. And people are talking about it in the chat. Somebody just put in the chat, today's the day. Yeah, we say that every day. I wake up going, give me, it's a drug. You get addicted to a move, a signing, a trade. You just get totally, especially here, my God. Here, he's like the greatest dealer in the world, AJ Preller. And you just get hooked on it.
I don't think today is the day, unfortunately.
I don't think today's the day either.
Going to put my money on today is not the day, actually.
Yeah.
Today is the day, though. Play a little Take on Woods. Let's get to it. Take on Woods, brought to you by Bail Alarms, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got Patrick. Got in there. Let's see if my phone screener works. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. All right, it's the new version of the game, but the prize remains a good one. It is a trip for Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar, two people at Dolby Live, Park MGM, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Check out Sammy Hagar's residency March and September next year at Park MGM with tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And the new version of the game lets you choose between music, movies, or television. Here are your three choices. For music, we still have Soul Searching, artists and song titles, including the word soul. For movies, we still have Cruisin' for a Bruisin', famous Tom Cruise movie lines. And today's new TV category is Not on the Map, five TV shows set in fictional American towns. So, Patrick, what would you like to play? Soul Searching, Cruisin' for a Bruisin', or Not on the Map?
We'll come back to music and do Soul Searching.
All right, we're going back to music today. So you know how this game works. Five questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it. There's time left on the clock. The first question and our first two-second song of the day. You need to give me both the song title and the artist. And remember, one or the other will include the word soul in every single answer. Patrick, you ready to play?
There you go.
All right, Paul, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Patrick, your time begins when Paul plays our music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Shine by Collective Soul.
Correct. Which song written by Isaac Hayes was a 1967 hit for Sam and Dave? In 1978, the Blues Brothers also charted with the same song after performing it on Saturday Night Live. Correct. Which Minnesota band won the 1993 Best Rock Song Grammy for their hit Runaway Train?
Pass.
Train's biggest hit to date was which 2009 song that the Village Voice panned as an orgy where bad ideas trade as... Correct. Which 1962 big band instrumental by Quincy Jones is better known today as the theme from Austin Powers?
Pass.
Which Minnesota band won the 1993 Best Rock Song Grammy for their hit Runaway Train? Which 1962 big band instrumental by Quincy Jones?
Soul Bossa Nova.
Correct. All right, you got that fourth one. Soul Bossa Nova. You
that
got
be big.
Shine by Collective Soul, Soul Man, and Hey Soul Sister. The only one you didn't get, Soul Asylum, Runaway Train. I don't know if that's going to be enough, though. Let's bring out Woods back in. It might be. I've got some good news for you. Music is the category today. It's Patrick.
I was wondering.
But you don't get the category, okay. So we'll see how you do. Patrick's score is locked in. Same five questions, same 60 seconds. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Patrick.
That's Collective Soul Shine.
Correct. Which song written by Isaac Hayes was a 1967 hit for Sam and Dave? Correct. Which Minnesota band won the 1993 Best Rock Song Grammy for their hit Runaway Train?
Soul Asylum.
Correct. Train's biggest hit to date was which 2009 song the Village Voice panned as an orgy where bad ideas trade STDs?
Save that. It's called Soul Sister?
Correct. Which 1962 big band instrumental by Quincy Jones is better known today as the theme from Austin Powers?
Ooh. Soul of the Taint.
Soul Bossa Nova, which means we got a 4-4 tie. Patrick, you have qualified for the grand prize drawing. He got that one. He did not get Soul Asylum.
Oh, I love Soul Asylum.
The category was Soul Searching.
Very good, Ben.
Technically, it's Hey Soul Sister, but you both said Soul
what
Sister.
The hell
I gave
that
it
quote?
To you.
For Soul Sister?
Say it again.
That was them.
It Village Voice panned as an orgy where bad ideas trade STDs.
Thank you.
For that.
Clean That's as a real review of
clean
that song.
Clean as a whistle.
I don't think it's that bad of a song.
What? I know. We all know. Everybody in San Diego knows that you don't think that Hey Soul Sister is that bad of a song. Everybody.
Mr. on the radio. An orgy where bad ideas trade STDs. It was a well-written critical line.
It really was.
By the Village Voice.
I don't know when we'll use it, but it makes me comforted knowing that we have it. Because it's so...
An orgy where bad ideas trade STDs.
Very well done, sir. Very, very, very well done. Good to have some music back.
All right. We will replace it with a new music category on Friday, but tomorrow we'll play a little real or fake on a throwback Thursday. Speaking of, anyone want to spin the topic wheel?
Yes, but can I
here?
Tell you the story that when I was in radio a long time ago, Collective Soul came to our station and played this song acoustically in a conference room. And I went, it was great. I mean, it was good. Like, it sounded just
wasn't as good as it could be.
No, but it was just, I looked at him, I went, this has to suck for you guys. It really does. This has to suck. There's no question.
It used to happen in an arena with throngs
no,
of fans.
No, they still played, like, big gigs, but yeah. They had to come by and, like,
bunch of radio people just eating
lunch.
Round table pizza.
And they're in their schlep, and the guy's like, girl,
no,
you're just sitting there. You're sitting there at the table like, this is awkward. And you just thought, they're supposed to be like sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and it's 8 a.m., and you're at a radio station in Dallas. Girl,
no
on
one sees the hard
guitar.
Work that goes into promoting your band.
Oh, it's so tough.
All right, we'll come back. Girl. Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm about to reveal Woods' most toxic trait as a sports fan.
Yes.
And you know what it is.
I have a lot of them.
No, this is. I think this is definitely your most toxic trait.
Is it toxic?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
And you know it. You know it. You even complain sometimes when other people do it, and then you do it. And it's bad.
It is bad, man.
I'll leave that as the tease. We'll do that right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a good one.
I'm sure they're listening, Kelly. They will go back and pick up whatever they dropped.
There's
on the
toolbox.
Freeway. Toolbox, right. Yeah.
I dropped my toolbox so many times.
Just go to Dixie Line Lumber and get a new one.
Exactly. Your toolbox. So during the break, Woods excitedly.
Yeah, I didn't say you could share this.
His IG page. The account of one J.P. Sears, Padres pitcher. Posting a video, clip of him working on.
I am such a loser.
Working on a bullpen mound and throwing what was admittedly a nice looking cutter, nice movement,
really nice,
good ride into the arm side ride they call that
because
it's going into a left handed hitter.
Oh, it was dirty.
Very nice looking. And you admit it, like you love it when you see pro athletes, especially Padres. Posting videos of their workouts in the off season, as if that's going to change anything at all. As if the guys who aren't posting aren't working out just as hard.
Tell the other part of it.
Or harder. And then when they post a video of them doing something fun, like they're out at a concert or something, Woods is like, oh, they should just be getting back in the cage or getting back on the mound.
How dare this idiot
show you lifting weights or something. That's all you want to see.
You're water skiing again. I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
I had no idea where you were going with that tease that entire time. And holy crap, are you spot on, Ben?
They're allowed to do both. Work out and have a life. And if they want to post about either or, it's
we had
fine.
One recently where I sent you were bitching about somebody posting too many stories like that, like where they're just relaxing, you know, enjoying their off season. And then I send you one of them in the cage and you go, he's barely swinging. And I go, what? You want the eyewash, right? There it is. And you're like, nah, he was barely taking a full swing. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
So much. So much.
First of all, it's a social media clip. JP Sears, again, really good pitch. I'm sure he picked that one for a reason. Because it looked really good.
Looked nasty.
The one before might have been an 83-mile-an-hour hanging curve. Didn't post that one for the internet.
He
looked good, though. I get it.
I'm also the guy.
Doesn't mean he's going to have a great season just because he posted that pitch you liked.
Listen, I'm also the guy that's like, during the season, too, I'm like, hey, these guys need lives. Leave them. You know what I mean? I'm an idiot. I get it.
I said, you totally know you do this, and you know it's not fair.
I know it's wrong. I know I'm wrong. I know I am. Can we just accept?
There he is. The incredible boomer is back.
You're right. Like, yes, you're all right. All of you, right. You're right. I get it. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say other than you got me, and I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I mean,
you're owning it.
I will say
you own it.
I'm more protective of them in season than I am in off season. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I am. If I see the guys out, having dinner, I'm like, good, go. You got to get away from the game for a while. In fact, I don't need to see you grinding. I do need to see you grinding in the off season. I do. That's the time to grind. After yet another embarrassing playoff exit, I want my guys eye-washing me to death. I want them in the cages.
Yeah, you want them to eye-wash you.
When someone goes to the driving range and hits some golf balls, you're like, you're seething. You're seething.
Trust that they're putting in work over the offseason. You just need to see it on their Instagram stories.
You don't trust them. Is that the problem?
Yes. No, I don't know. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You know how many pitches you know that JP Sears has thrown this offseason?
One. Guaranteed.
He's guaranteed to have thrown at least one pitch now this offseason.
He has thrown one. Look, you guys know I respect them so much, and I know how hard that game is. You know that. I just like to see it. I like to see it. I'm a sucker for the eyewash. I'm a sucker for it.
I really don't know. I think what throws me off more is not how much you want the eyewash, but how much you hate the non-eyewash, you know, the enjoying their offseason.
Only
the
off-season.
On vacation.
So if you were in charge of, let's say, the Padres' social media accounts in the offseason, would you send someone like to each play? I need to get some videos of you just doing some of your workouts so we can like post them on your accounts and just show everybody like Woods, all the fans out there.
That's a good question.
Look how hard we're working in the offseason in order to make people feel better about
and
your
also,
team
I,
and
I
create
know.
Excitement for the next year.
Do the Padres have player
They're
Instagram
professional
accounts?
Athletes.
Yeah,
this
I know
is
they take
what
care of
they
themselves.
Do. They take care of themselves. They get ready for the season. Part of that is downtime. They are not supposed to be throwing that much
100%.
In the offseason.
100%.
So you don't want them like, if you saw a pitcher posting workouts every single day of him throwing 98, you'd go, that guy's going to have Tommy John surgery in about a month.
I get
you can't
it.
Do that.
I'm the worst. I totally am. And I get so suckered in by all of it. All of it. And I see them working out. Yes.
So if you see a picture, you're opening Instagram, you go on stories, and Jackson Merrill sitting on the edge of a bench, you know, like kind of bent over, like sweating, like just got off to work out.
Oh.
You like that. But if he, yeah, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But then if he were to have posted instead a picture of him golfing, you would not be, you would have a problem with that.
Not a problem.
I saw Mason Miller dressed up. I think he was at a friend's wedding. Obviously, he's not preparing enough for the season.
No, it's unacceptable. If he blows a save in the first week, you're like, how was that wedding? Is that wedding good? You have a good time? No, obviously not.
You should start DMing these players
never,
and letting them know.
Never. I'll
how
just
you
say
feel.
It live on the radio. I it's more, I would say for me, it's equal it's equal parts of like, ooh, I'd love to see these guys working at their craft because they're the 1% of the 1%, right? I love watching guys hit in the cage. I think it's the coolest thing ever. Cage bombs to me, I'm like, yes, violent swings. It looks great. Taking ground balls. I love it. I love baseball. But it's the you know, I want the thing, like I asked it at the end of the year, do these guys hate losing enough, right? And that stuck with me for a while. I want to make sure that they hate losing. That's it. I just want to make sure they hate losing as much as I hate losing. And everybody else in the Padres fans, you know, want them to win.
Stoked for spring training now. All these player interviews.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Gonna be like, hey, I did an audit on your social media.
It wasn't great.
A rough offseason, it looks like. You got to go to
all that being said, it was a pretty sexy picture in J.P. Sears.
I told you. Like, that's what gets me so excited watching that pitch. I go, oh, God, the cutter is. Ruben just said the cutter was nasty, and it's nasty. It looks nasty.
Looked nasty.
It really did.
It did.
It looked really, really nasty. So, sorry. I know. I'm the worst. It is it's the worst thing about me, sports-wise.
All right. We got a few more minutes this hour. Pauly, you have reloaded the topic wheel, I hear, with new questions.
Topic wheel is good to go.
The magic topic wheel is back. Whoa. Actually, the more questions you have, the more ticks there are.
It's a little jammed up, yeah. Oh, this is a good one for you guys. I cannot participate in this one, but the question is dad strength a real thing?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It is. Strength is probably not the right word, but will.
You've heard the expression forever, like, you know, a baseball player finally have their first child. You're like, oh, here comes that dad strength, right?
Yeah, 100%.
You're expecting
nukes. Okay, so no. No, becoming a father does not make you hit more home runs.
No.
But if your child needed something or was in danger, God forbid, you could lift like a horse.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, you really could. We had a story last night. It was incredible. It was one of those cold places where the lake froze over. And like a 12-year-old kid walks out on the ice and it falls through. And the police, they get there quickly, but he's like screaming. He's like, I can't feel anything. He's going into hypothermia. They toss him out like the rope. He says, my hands are too cold. I can't even. So you see these cops, these officers, they're like crawling out there to try to get onto the ice, but it starts cracking and he goes down and he just breaks through the ice. He's like, it's up to like his waist, but he's like just breaking through to get to them, puts him on his shoulder, and then the other guys come in so they can get him and take him on and pull them all up. It's like amazing what humans can do when, you know, something big, something important like that. And when it's your kids, you find that strength that you need.
I lifted a Toyota Tercel off of Bo when he was just a little young buck. I haven't told you guys about it, but threw out my back for a while. Pauly, it's more like Dominic says, it's more dad determination. That's the thing. Days you felt like, I can't get out of bed today. When you have kids, for me at least, I was like, yeah, I've got to get out of bed. I got to go kick some ass today because my kids deserve that. And you know, there was a guy that was the main character on Twitter last week. Did you guys see this over the weekend? I actually retweeted about it. And part of me felt bad for him until I went and looked at his other tweets. But he was talking about how much he absolutely loathes playing with his 4-year-old son. He said, and it wasn't like it's an imposition, it's during work, but it was more like, I'm out there, I'm faking it, it sucks, I hate it, and it's hard, you know. His son's a 4-year-old, he just wanted to play catch, and he's like, I seethe with rage out there. There are those times where, Dad, can you play catch? There's that pause where you're like, I'm totally relaxed, it's the last thing I want to do, but now, since you said it, I processed it, it's the first thing I want to do, right? And so there is a determination, if you care about it, you want to go out and do it.
You're excited that they want to play with you, too.
100%.
So that's the great part of it.
The hard part of it is like making that balance between, yes, I'm going to jump at your every whim and cater to every fancy, but also making
logically,
sure they know they're
loved. In terms of like a pro athlete and they have a kid, keep in mind that, yeah, they may have a lot of money and they can hire nannies and stuff, but having a kid is exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, being a dad, as much as your wife may be putting in much more of the hard work and getting up at nights because you've got a game to play the next day, but you still are going to wear some of that. If you're a new dad, that's not going to help your performance. No. In my mind, that is not going to make you physically stronger. If anything, it's going to make you tired and more worn out just because being a parent is hard and tiring, and it's not easy.
Dad determination is real.
So it overcomes maybe the lack of sleep and everything else that, you know, gets it. And I'm sure that parents who are also pro athletes, you know, they find that balance that they need, and it's not easy. Every time, you know, a guy signs, he goes, and I got to thank my wife because, you know, she's there with the kids. We're on the road all the time.
Yep.
I've got to get up. I got to do my workouts and stuff. They know how hard it is, but it's not, I don't think they're getting better because they had kids. It's
potentially worse. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Potentially worse. Yeah. That would always be a concern. Like, wow.
Wyatt says,
baby at home.
Got a 4-month-old every day. I wonder how Gavin Sheets kept going this year. Yeah. It's so true. You got to, if you're a professional baseball player, you got to actually try to time it so that you can get those first few months out of the way in the off season, because in season is brutal.
Although sometimes the first few months aren't the hardest as the parent, because the mom has to do all the feeding, everything. And that's the part where you're like, oh, this isn't bad.
Hey, how you doing? You good?
good. Yeah.
All right.
Can I bring you a blanket?
Yeah, get
nice. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, good night. See you later. Hope you sleep well. He doesn't. I would do it if I could. I can't. Not that I'm not allowed. It's that I'm unable. But anyway, love you guys. Keep trucking. See you in the morning. It's really, really tough.
All right, final hour of Ben and Woods coming up. We got our biggest fan contest announcement name coming up for you. And then Paulie with a Rindle report, including a crazy ending in basketball, next on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.